That's fine.
Oh, right.
Oh, I can read that.
Yeah. Can they be?
Can you see it okay?
It's a bit dark, but... That's better. So that's a normal 2-month breastfed baby. Right. Okay.
I needed ventilation when I had babies in nappies.
Yes.
It smelled.
Yes. I mean, I remember from my childhood that that was always the thing to ventilate and have the top of windows open.
Why was it better to open it at the top?
So that you're not in a draught.
Okay.
Baby's feet are towards the fire. Lower shelf caskets.
Sorry, shall I go back a little bit?
I don't think we missed. Well,
we did miss some of the captions.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay. I mean, when you bathe your babies. I mean, I had a baby bath.
Yes, in the bath.
Yes.
And I just wasn't that organised, I think.
No. There was that stuff that you bought for InfoCare.
Yes, that's right. I'm not even sure I was used that. My goodness me.
You just wash baby.
It's like a procedure.
It is, isn't it?
It wasn't in my house.
No.
It was all plastic ducks and things.
Yes, yes.
Oh, you see, because you're pouring in, because we were just running a bath,
weren't
we? And then testing it with your elbow.
That's right, to make sure it's the right temperature.
What a wonderful bath.
It is, isn't it? Isn't it weird watching a film with no sound?
Hmm. Not even a baby yelling.
No. That was what caught me out at first. I was expecting to hear it. So I wonder if it'll be the same baby.
Poor little thing. So we had the cold, now we have the hot.
Yes.
No bubbles, no oils.
No, just water. And Castile soap.
Yeah.
Why Castile?
They're on about their drafts, aren't
they?
They
really are. They've got a thing about drafts. Oh, look, he's got a little screen around
his
cot. Yeah, mustn't let him have a draft. Oh, my word. Oh!
Now round
the
bath.
My word.
I suppose, though, there's no heating, is there, in the house?
No.
So...
Yes, it would have been different.
And no double glazing?
No.
Oh, well wrapped up, baby.
Oh.
See, I wouldn't have ever woken a sleeping child after
no,
the bath. Ever.
Never. No way.
Air the cot?
But then, fizzy vent mattresses... Did you have fizzy vent mattresses?
I had a crib with just a real...
Real
old mattress in it, but I didn't take all the bedding out.
No.
Whoa.
No, I just changed the sheets.
Yeah, but as you say,
there's... Quilt cover, but it's, yeah.
Gosh.
Goodness me.
I have to say, actually, I have memories of one of my midwives in the hospital showing me where to put a towel, and I think she put it round her middle somewhere so that when the baby comes out, everything was ready.
Right. I do remember when I was in hospital after having Fliss, and the nurse on about the third or fourth day saying to me, "Now, come with me, Mrs. Ford, I'm going to show you how to bath baby." I'm like, okay. And she held her with her head over the bath to wash her scalp. And she looked at me ever so earnestly and said, "Now, you mustn't be worried about hurting baby's head. It's a lot tougher than it looks." So I'm sitting on what feels like a pin cushion thinking, I know how tough her head is.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, that that baby. It's woken up, so it's going to have a yell.
Yes, I fancy waking a baby up to bathe it. But I suppose they had to do things when they had the time to do it.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, what they said about be careful how you remove the clothes because it could dislocate. Because I can remember not wanting to move. Well, yes. Vicky, the boys were different.
Yes.
Do not hurry. Well, ha ha.
Yeah. I mean, you just got on with it, didn't you?
Baby's got so many layers on.
Yes. Gosh.
Gone are the nappies the baby grows and just the odd cardigan.
Yeah.
Look at those layers.
It's amazing, isn't it?
How cute. Warm olive
oil. Gosh. Oh my word.
Maybe babies were really looked after and cleaned very well.
Maybe they were.
Better than we did.
Yes.
Mind you, my first baby, Fit was in terry nappies.
Yes, Bliss and Ned were. It was only when I got to the third one I kind of thought, actually, you know.
Yeah, this is stupid.
I really can't cope with this now.
Just wipe away.
Yeah. Front to back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that hasn't changed.
No. But the warm olive oil has, I only put that in ears, not bums.
No, it wouldn't have occurred to me to use olive oil on a bum.
But then we, I suppose, had pseudocreme.
We did, we did.
Yes.
Yes.
We had separate, I had a topping and tailing basin, one in was for the bottom, my mum was for the top.
Oh, right.
I don't know if you remember, but Genji, you used it.
Yeah. How do you train a baby in clean habits?
Baby doesn't look as though he really wants to, or she.
Oh, a little potty.
Oh, I see. So we're going to
train a potty.
Oh, I see. Oh, by that. So a bit of potty training before the bath, having been woken up.
Yes.
In other words, you don't pee in the bath. That's what she's trying to tell her baby, isn't
I
it?
Guess
you pee
so.
On the potty first, then you get in the bath.
Yes, I guess that's what's happening. It's got a lot of hair, hasn't it?
No, we're going that way around. Good. There we are, the elbow.
Right, yes.
Good old fashioned.
Yep. You can't go wrong with the elbow.
Maybe because there was so much disease and sickness, maybe their thoughts of their bath and their cleanliness. I mean, I know there's disease and sickness now, but maybe. To it, and I suppose they didn't have baths as and running water like a nice bath just ready for bathing. So maybe it was quite an issue.
Yes.
To make them blow that. It's like a chemical test.
It is, isn't it? It is being done just like as you say, like a procedure.
Yeah, just a procedure with a trolley.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Ooh, probed with matches. Gosh.
Swabs for the nostril.
I don't remember anything like that.
Maybe I did it all wrong all these years ago. My bath time was not quite so organised. I didn't clean their noses unless they had a dirty nose.
Exactly.
Or
no,
cold.
I didn't. Yeah.
I was a bit paranoid about
well,
ears.
Yeah.
Exactly. I guess we just did this naturally.
I think we just did. I think it was just.
Nobody gave
we'd moved
me
on a bit.
Mm.
No.
Nobody gave me a list of instructions. Maybe our basic hygiene and the fact that we had all the mod cons.
Just made it easier.
Mm.
I think you're right. I do remember when Fliss was little, doing, you know, washing her face first.
Because
when they are small and you put them in the bath, you've got to be using both hands to hold them, aren't you?
Yes, slippery as eels.
Till they're sitting up.
Seems a long time ago, though.
It does. I remember when we'd had Ned and Nick happened to be there one evening, and I said, oh, this is great, because we can bath them both together. And I said, which one do you want to hold? Bath. He said, I'll bath Fliss. I might drop Ned. This was when he was working in Ops.
Different when it's your own job.
I remember that. Yes.
So do I. Vicky hated having her hair.
Yes. Fliss just hated being on her back full stop. Until she was able to sit up and roll around.
But it's like everything, isn't it? The way that you put babies down. When Vicky was a baby, on the back.
Yes.
When Jack was a baby, when Vicky was a baby, it was on her tummy.
Yes.
Jack was on his back and Bobby was wrapped up on his side.
Right.
But I do remember leaning them back over a bath. I can still remember that bit.
Yes.
Doing their hair.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the bath water's gone cold by the time you've done their face and their hair.
That's it, isn't it?
Part two will follow. Heavens.
Oh,
poor baby.
There's more. This poor baby.
It's
a
real
event,
though, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to do that every day, would you?
No.
Gosh. I mean, how much has it taken out of her day?
All morning, by the look of it.
Yes.
By the time she's blocked all her drafts off.
Yes. Loaded up her trolley.
Yep. I can't remember how I used it. I think I had a cloth. I can't remember. No, I don't remember. Hands are rough. Oh. I can't remember now.
I can't remember. I mean, I don't remember using soap.
No, but I don't think I did. I think I always had some...
like Invacare stuff to go in the bath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And interestingly... She hasn't put her baby in the bath.
No.
She's washing baby on her lap, which is why she's got the towel on her. I didn't wash mine on
I didn't. Maybe that's because we didn't use soap, though. I suppose if you've got to soap it, you need two hands, don't you? But then she's going to have a soapy towel.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And a wet
baby.
Wet everything.
Yeah.
Wet lap.
Wet lap, a slippery, soapy baby that now when she picks it up, it's going to be like...
Grip the buttocks.
Oh,
did
God.
I lift the baby ankles? Would you?
That's rough. That's terrible. Oh, my goodness.
What? My goodness me.
That's sort of holding the thigh, really, isn't it? What's she doing to its tummy? What's all that about?
I don't know.
How bizarre. Oh. That's weird.
I can remember holding on for groom death.
Yes, because they are so slippery and wriggly.
But you're right about soaping, that's why. Because
yes.
we didn't, I can't have used soap, so I certainly wouldn't have ever done anything on my lap.
No. No, it was just for the head.
Yes.
Just that bit, the head
hair
washing, and then into the bath. But I'm sure it's because we had liquid stuff that went in the water. So you could kind of...
Anyway, if I'd left Bobby on my lap for all that length of time, he'd have peed all over me.
Well,
regardless.
Yes, boys do tend to... When they're exposed to the air, they just let rip, don't they?
Clean towel, Joe, maybe.
Maybe a clean towel.
Yeah, dry the folds. So.
Definitely. French chalk and not a starch base. Baby powder. You can't get it now, can you?
What baby powder?
I have a feeling baby powder has gone out of favour.
Oh.
But I can't think why. Because it's brilliant at the beach.
Yes.
For getting sand off your toes.
My mum used to love her. Well, powder full stop.
Yes.
I must admit, the wrinkles were a problem.
Yes.
Vic very often has sore wrinkles.
Oh.
But she was fat.
Oh. Fliss had three round her neck where she'd had the cord.
Oh, do you know,
had all be dried.
Vicky had wrinkles round her neck.
Yes.
I don't know about the cord, though.
Oh.
Wrinkles.
Baby's thoroughly awake now.
Yeah.
I think I used to lay them on the bed to dry them.
I certainly never had anyone on a lap like that.
No.
I had a changing area actually, and I think I used to wrap up a child and go from the bathroom to the
changing thing
area.
Yes.
I would think that one of mine would have rolled off my lap.
Well, there goes the first layer. That's a funny. It looks like a cardigan, but she's putting that on first.
I'd have put a vest on.
Yes. But then I don't suppose they had vests like.
And I suppose a lot of it was hand knitted.
Yes.
I've got a midwife's book from the 1930s, and it's full of knitting patterns for baby's first vest. Baby's first.
A knitted vest. Oh, how itchy!
Yeah, would that be?
They recommend Shetland wool because it's very soft.
Actually, I do remember, I think Mum got me some vests for you that were ones that tied at the side.
Oh, I had some of those.
Yes, for the first vests. Before you, they had the envelope neck ones when they were a little bit older.
Got a nappy, I haven't done that. I definitely had to do it on a changing area because I had to fold my nappies.
I could not have done it like that.
No.
I used to fold my nappies into a triangle.
So did I.
Yeah, and why she done it like that?
I mean, obviously you have to use nappy pins, but how dangerous were they when you think about it? One wiggle.
That's a very bizarre way she's put that nappy on. She's done it rectangularly. How very strange. It's all.
And I bet they didn't have plastic knickers in those
days
to go to the top. So one would pee and that would be
soaked.
Which is probably why they should air the bedrooms.
Probably. Yes, because they wouldn't have had anything like Macintosh, would they?
No, look.
Oh,
straight
gosh.
On with the leg. So one pee, one poo.
And it's all done. And game over. Oh.
Start again.
Oh, my word. No wonder they always have washing hanging up.
Yeah.
Fliss had frilly knickers that went over her nappy.
Vicky to this day hates frilly knickers. Any description.
And then there were some things called snibs that were plastic. They were shaped like you laid the baby on it and then you tied it round in the front and round the back, and that was a waterproof covering.
Oh!
Snibs.
Didn't have those.
And one-way liners to keep them dry.
Liners?
Yes, nappy liners.
How things have improved, really.
Absolutely. Gosh, I wouldn't have liked to have had a baby 90 years ago. That looks like jolly hard work.
Those layers. That goes to show, no heating.
Yes. I suppose it was really.
And you know, my mum has a thing about drafts. If you sit in a draft, if you sit on cold things, you get piles. Crick neck if you sit in a draft.
Cystitis.
Yes, everything. Everything was blamed on a draft.
I remember once when I got cystitis and Mum said, oh, have you not aired your knickers?
Oh, my mum has an airing cupboard. It was always being used. Constantly.
Yes. They did have a thing about it, didn't they?
That's a very well wrapped up baby now.
It is.
But it's strange, isn't it? Because they say you lose all your heat through your head. So if they've wrapped this baby up all this way, why haven't they put a bonnet on it then?
Well, that's true.
Covered its head.
Yeah. Put the baby in a safe place while remaking the cot.
On the floor with the dog. Oh.
Oh, gosh. That doesn't look very safe.
No, not if baby's a wiggler.
No. Oh, she's going to put a pillow beside him. Still doesn't, not totally.
See, I don't think that cot's got a mattress in, has it?
No. An enveloping blanket. Oh,
I think that just looks like a hammock.
A hammock. I think you're right.
But,
two chaff mattresses in pillowcases. It's a chaff mattress.
That's
straw.
Straw. That's what I think my crib had in it.
Oh, right.
We didn't keep them in the crib for very long.
No.
But you see, if they wet that.
Yeah. Oh, soft, thick brown paper is used to replace the overheating waterproof sheet. They used brown paper a lot, didn't they? Did you watch that series?
No, but my dad used to say if he ever had a chest infection, my grandma would always put
goose fat.
Yes, and then.
Brown paper
around his chest. And he lived to his 92.
Yes, didn't do him any harm.
No.
That's like a draw sheet, isn't it, the way they've done that?
A pillow. We didn't give our babies pillows.
No. It wasn't considered the done thing.
Definitely not.
No. No way. So then the enveloping sheet presumably wraps over the top. So the baby's completely wrapped up with all those layers underneath it.
Good heavens. A bit like being in the womb, I suppose.
I suppose, yeah.
But that's quite a big baby now.
It is, isn't it? It seems.
They mollycoddled their babies more than possibly we did. Gosh heavens, she's really going to
wrap him up. Her.
What a palaver if you have to get up in the night.
Gosh, can you do all that? Imagine. Oh, golly, night feeds.
Bill wouldn't have coped with all that wrapping.
No. That is unbelievable, isn't it?
And it can't move.
No.
And another layer.
Just in case.
And still. Is that the doily?
Oh, my word. Oh, and the little thingy.
Baby's now going to cry. Yes. Actually, didn't have a feed either.
No.
Did all that and no feed.
No. Oh, poor baby. Of course, they used to think it was exercise for the lungs, didn't they? My mum used to swear by sticking the pram down the garden. The exertion of the bath tires the baby.
Okay, they have fed it.
Mothercraft. Gosh.
So they did make it Mothercraft. It was a craft, wasn't it?
Yes.
Aww.
It does look very contented.
Mine didn't look like that.
No.
I'd still be squalling.
Yes.
Maybe life was a lot calmer then.
Maybe it was. Oh, smiley baby.
That's the little film.
That's the film. It's extraordinary, isn't it? I mean, if you made up a cot today, you would almost certainly have a ventilated mattress. So there'd be none of this business. Because the baby, as you say, wouldn't have... the nappy wouldn't make everything wet as soon as it weed, so there'd be no question of having to change the sheet like every time you change the baby.
You certainly wouldn't be filling up a bath.
No.
That way.
No.
You'd just be running a bath.
That's right.
Absolutely. And a lot of we're a very disposable society, really, aren't we? Disposable nappies.
That's right. Yeah. Wet wipes.
Yes.
Yeah. All that kind of thing. But yeah, and then there'd probably be maybe a blanket and then a fitted sheet and then there'd be a little quilt and that would be it. But there'd be none of this wrapping it up. Although having said that, we used to wrap up Thad. He used to get swaddled in a shawl so he couldn't move.
The Swiss used to tie those into the cots. They used to have like a bag and they still do. They still do put their babies in like bags and attach the bags into the cots. And
gosh.
They can't move.
Yeah.
But the bath time was quite fascinating. It was a sort of a real ritual, wasn't
it? Was.
It was. My bath time was just an essential, let's clean the child.
And yes, yes.
That was the thing that struck me, was all the things.
Yes.
The huge list of all those bits and pieces.
Yeah. Set out.
And the little trolley.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, literally.
Have to be up at 6 in the morning to get your trolley ready.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I wonder how often they did it.
Probably once a week.
Yes, because that was sort of the norm for everyone, wasn't it? I do remember my grandmother at Crowborough had a zinc bath. She had no bathroom. And when I went to stay with her, the zinc bath would be brought out of the coal shed and put in front of the fire.
To warm up.
To warm up. And she had an Ascot gas heater in the kitchen and she'd put big jugs of water and pour it out. And then I'd have to get undressed and have my bath, you know, in full view, like everyone did.
Didn't you have a screen like the baby had?
I didn't have a screen.
Modesty screen and drafts, Joe.
I know. Goodness me. Yeah, no, it's.
But did you ever get like when you went to prenatal classes? Did you get loads of instructions for doing things or not like that?
No.
It was really in the hospital that they said, this is how you bath the baby.
Yes, yes.
Or you relied on, the first time my mother-in-law probably came round, because, this little baby was there.
Yes.
And she probably helped me.
Yes.
I prob- probably did have help, and that lady was doing it all on her own, but then that's a bigger baby.
Yes.
Because obviously in the end you get used to it. Well, but no, I didn't follow instructions to bath a baby,
no.
Like a recipe.
No, no, absolutely.
A recipe for disaster with me,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, in the early days, thinking back, I mean, I was just so tired.
Mm.
And it was the days, well, of course, we were moving up to Newcastle. We moved up when Fliss was only 5 weeks old. And you didn't sleep in the day. But when you didn't, not at all. I remember when Fliss was 6 weeks old, thinking, thank goodness for that, because you actually slept from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. But when you woke up at 6 a.m, you didn't sleep then, unless I was pushing the pram. So I was either walk, and you hated laying down anywhere. And it was hard. And I was just, yeah, I mean, it's hard to remember, actually, when I did bath her.
Mine was always at night, because in the day,
yes,
we were doing stuff.
Yes.
I mean, when you've got more than one,
yeah,
a daytime bath with a ritual that would not work.
Nonsense, that's right. I mean, it used to be that, yeah, I mean, I don't even remember using a baby bath with that.
No, I had a baby bath for Vicky.
Yes.
But I didn't have one for the boys. They went into the bath.
That's right. It was just easier.
Mm.
Yeah, run the big bath. Fliss would be in there.
Mm.
I'm sort of interested in, with this video, the thing I think about is I wonder, is it an encouraging, like, is it an encouraging thing to watch, or is it a little bit
daunting?
Like... This feels to me like a lot of things that I'll have to remember, and what if I do it wrong, kind of.
Mm.
It's like, that's the thing that I think is different. Like, if I pick up a leaflet today in the doctor's about anything, the tone is totally different.
Yes.
Mm. And it's concise, isn't it?
Yes.
And
I mean, that was very prescriptive about how it should be done.
Yeah, thermometer. And
yes.
Don't use powder with whatever it was in it.
Yes.
And this is the way you make the bed.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, nowadays it's very, very different.
You almost had to be educated, though, to watch a film like that, though, didn't you? If you were a mum, because
you wouldn't be able to read the captions.
Well, also, did you have all the gear?
Well,
did you have all these?
Yes.
Various sheets and ways of doing it, and I don't know.
I know in that series called The Midwife, and I read the book as well. That brown paper was a really important part of waterproofing and part of the maternity pack that they would deliver to mothers to put on the bed. And there was no actual waterproof sheet.
No.
But they would, the brown paper took the place of that. And then they'd wrap everything up in it and it would be incinerated. And it's like, okay.
The greengrocer saved all the brown paper for the midwives.
Yes.
Mm.
So they would all go around and get the brown paper from the midwives. But what they would do with this film, I think, is it would go around on the back of a bus. They would have like a screen and they would project the film onto the screen and there would be somebody there to deliver an accompanying lecture to sort of explain the film.
Right.
As they
went along. Wondering about that because, I mean, they wouldn't have had access to... In a normal home.
No one would have had a film. No. So it was in public spaces. They would drive around to like little town squares and streets and they would just do these public health talks with these films.
I bet that generated a lot of discussion.
Oh, they were really well attended, I think.
Yeah.
But it would have been, wouldn't it be amazing to hear what people said?
It would,
at the time.
To be a fly on the wall.
I would have loved to have heard that. So that in a way was kind of, that intrigued me to this idea of having people talking during the film because that's what would
people
have been people
do,
talking
of course,
during the film.
Yeah.
So I think what I want to do...
There'd be the naughty
editing,
people at the back.
I think whenever... Because the captions... I don't know quite how I'll do it with the captions, whether it's hard to listen to someone talk and read the captions
right
or not, but I quite like the idea of having, like, when we're in the film, we're just in the sounds of what's happening.
Right.
And then when we're in a caption, it's like we're with an audience.
Oh, okay.
Hearing what they say and thinking what they think. But there are some moments where it's so lovely where what you've said just lands exactly as something happens in the film.
Right.
I might have to relax my two sound bugs idea that I've got.
I wonder what that business was when the baby was in the bath with squeezing the tummy.
Maybe she was just tickling it.
Maybe she was.
Just I thought it was tickle. Just tickling because I didn't. It if it was an important.
She wasn't
thing,
stimulating its bladder, was she? So no, I think she was just giving it a tickle.
Tickle. Maybe. Is that a funny way of tickling?
Yeah.
Just a little tickle.
Yeah. It's a very sweet little baby.
But what a palaver.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I don't remember bath time really being about. But yes, it was a bit daunting to start with.
Yes, it was.
But it certainly wasn't a clinical experiment.
No.
Procedure.
No.
Come. It was just a bath time
event.
Yeah.
It was just.
There was no playing in there either.
No, there wasn't. No.
I suppose I didn't really have time to play.
No.
Just do what you have to do. Baby looked happy, ish.
Baby didn't know any different.
No. And mum probably has an awful lot more time. If they were at home. I know life was harder in lots of ways.
But
they were at home.
Very
and that was,
Monday wash day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
With the mangle. I remember it.
Yes.
I remember just sitting in the kitchen being really bored when it was Monday.
Yes.
Nothing else was happening because it was wash day.
Yeah. And that wasn't that long ago. Mm-mm. We're not that old.
Did your mum have a mangle?
Yes. She had an electric one, I think.
No, my mum's was a hand one.
Oh, gosh.
I remember her mangling her clothes.
I do remember when Mum got a Hoover Keymatic washing machine when we lived at Biggin Hill. We moved there in 1960. So it was in the early 60s, and this Keymatic washing machine had a sloping solid front that then sloped down, and that was the door. And it had this plastic key which had eight programs, and depending which way you